Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this assembly. We praise your name for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for honoring us with your presence this morning. Yes. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to walk with you, to walk with the King of heaven and earth, to walk with the Creator of all things. We thank you, Lord God, for lifting us up to this place. This place, Lord, you have lifted us up. You have lifted us up. Yes, far above all principalities and power. Yes, and we acknowledge it. We accept this new position, Lord. We accept this new place of operation. We accept this. We accept this. We believe this. We receive this. We walk in this in the name of Jesus. We are not moved by what we hear or what we see. We are moved by your word. We are moved by your spirit. Yes, Lord. And we are yielded to you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for great works. Great works that you have designed, great works that you have planned, you will accomplish through us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, in Acts chapter 2, verse, we are reading let's just start from verse 1. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and we see how this ties to our the Southwest Believers Convention and our assembly right here this morning. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with new tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So, just pausing there, so we saw that the Holy Spirit sat on all of them. There was a visible evidence that he sat on all of them. Now, one of the visible evidence that we have in our days is that we speak with these new tongues. So, it means that the works that the Holy Ghost was able to accomplish in this place, by that visible presence, we can do exceedingly more than that in this day. Because we have no excuse that where they saw fire on their own head, but they spoke. So God puts more emphasis on the word spoken than the fire that they saw on their head.
Right.
So just trying to encourage ourselves this morning that we are, a lot of good works are going to be done, so and you are going to do the work. Amen?
Amen.
We are going to do the work. Okay. All right. So the Holy Spirit, and the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So, by faith this morning, we are going to be receiving utterance from the Holy Spirit, who is here amongst us, who is also in, who is also upon us, and also in us. Amen?
Yes.
So, all of us are together in one accord this morning as prayers to pray over Southwest Believers Convention. We have the Holy Spirit here on the inside of us, here with us, according to the word of God, here to show us things to come, here to bring things into our remembrance, to lead us in the way that we should go, to comfort all of us, and to just strengthen us and do everything that Jesus said he would do. Amen?
Amen.
Now, so, having looking at this, just putting yourself in this, because these things are written for our examples. So, this apostle on this particular day, or these disciples, 120 of them, did not know that they would speak with new tongues. Jesus said, wait for the Holy Ghost. Actually, they knew because Jesus Christ said that, and you shall speak with new tongues. Mm-hmm. Now, whether they knew it was today was something else. But he says that you shall lay hands on the sick and you shall cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, speak with new tongues. Mm-hmm. But we are not sure whether they knew that this particular day I must speak with new tongues. But in any case, they yielded. Now, the good thing about us is that most of us in this room, if not all of us, speak with new tongues. So we are well above the curve, like American people say. Is he above or beyond the curve? Beyond. Oh, it's not above. Okay. We are well beyond the curve. Okay. Okay. So no excuse, right?
Right.
Okay, good. We are just coming together in one accord. That's what we are doing.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the Bible says, verse 5. This is very critical to what we are doing. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, comma, devout men, comma, out of every nation under heaven. This, I don't know how God did this, but the scriptures say, out of every nation under heaven. Man. So every existing nation that called itself a nation at that time had representatives who were devout. And they were in Jerusalem. At that same time, on the day of Pentecost, right? So verse 6 says, and when this was noised abroad, that is their tongue, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. So if he was only talking about the Jews that were just, you know, doing their shopping and doing the tourist in Jerusalem, it will not say in their own language because it first of all mentioned Jews were present. Then it talked about devout men from all of the nations that the Lord has already arranged for them to be there. And the Bible said that the miracle here is that they heard what was being prayed in the upper room being interpreted in their own language from where they came from. Now, the Bible didn't want to put any cloud on that, so he went further to say the languages. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Every man in our own tongue, where we were born. So they were hearing some things. So, okay, these people are Galileans. Why? How can they be speaking our own language where we were born? And see, so there is a reason why the Bible said where we were born. It didn't just say language. So now, for those that came from, now, okay, Sister Eva, I hope she's not listening. But sometimes when she says something, I'm like, yes, I take it by faith. I receive it by faith because I really didn't understand clearly what she said. Okay? Just like sometimes you guys have to take me by faith, you know? But I'm working on that. I'm working on some speaking English now. So I'm being trained right now. Yeah, speaking American language, English now. So they are seriously working on me to do that. Okay. So, but, you know, if Sister Eva begins to speak, you know, sometimes the anointing comes upon her and she begins to say some things. To me, sometimes it's not clear, okay, because that is our mother tongue. And she has polished it to the point that people like us who understand it now, if they really get amongst themselves, with the sisters and everybody, you would not seriously flow with them. Because they would just be going and going. We used to have a client when we were in Massachusetts. Mr. Lacewell, that's his name. He's a black man. He comes and just begin to talk. Oh, brother, how you want to know about the tax and everything is going to be okay? Like, is he playing or is he? It's an elderly guy. So he was really serious, and the draw just goes on, I'm like, okay, Mr. Leswell, so now tell me what you say you want. So the spouse, okay, you don't want to claim, yes, and you don't want, yes. And it will just, you know, that is his own mother tongue, amen? So these people heard Galileans speaking in their own mother tongue. Because for them to be dwelling in Jerusalem, they must have been learned people. They must have been people that learned Hebrew and be able to transact business or in Jerusalem. Yes. But for you to be in Jerusalem and all of a sudden, somebody with his Jerusalem dressing is talking and you are hearing from the upper room, and they are addressing you and say, did you forget to tell your uncle back in the village? Now I really, God loves you. God is so good. God knows about your village. He knew where your mother came from and is going to send you back to that place. And you're going to be a light shining in darkness, and people are going to be healed in your village. God is doing a new thing. Jesus Christ was crucified. Now he's alive. And glory to God. The Bible said they were praising God in their own tongue.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, this must be Galilean. Now, the way the enemy will turn this, or the way sometimes our own mind works, is that, so coming, you know this new tongue that you've been, your tongue has changed. You don't even have a grip of your tongue. You just say some things, la, 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 and you don't stop. You know, you just keep saying that for the next 2 minutes. Then you do, boo, 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 boo. I mean, try, be considerate of people around here, because he is not flowing, you know. The same thing, they told the disciples that they were drunk. Just like your mind will tell you that, you know, you are not really flowing. This tongue, you are not familiar with this tongue. But, you know, if God is going to do a new thing, then new things has to flow out of your belly. It must flow out of my belly. We can't continue to do the same thing and expect new things to happen. If you are a quiet prayer, maybe sometime you might need to be loud with yourself. Now, if you don't want people to know that you are actually loud, just lock your door. Drive your husband or your wife out of the room, or bribe them to stay out of the room. Because this is essential for your future. The Bible said on that great day of the feast, Jesus Christ with loud cries. He didn't say, you know, I'm a very quiet Jesus. The way they draw him in the pictures. They never drew Jesus with a whip. Overturning table and flogging those people. How do you overturn a table in the temple and just say, you know, I just want to overturn this table. Let's just move this table aside. You know, it's not really nice in the temple. No, the Bible said he sat down and wovened the whip. I wish somebody can just draw that picture of Jesus with the whip. And say, and put on, you shall be corrected. Because he did it. He did it. look at the picture of Jesus. He had a face of a lion. There is no lion that smiles. He just had that face. So this is different now. This is Jesus when they saw him, John saw him on the highland. The Bible says his face shone like the sun in his highest peak. Brightness. With power and everything, all of that. And the Bible says, and he put his hand on my shoulder. See, that's on that side of him. He's not saying, hey, he's not slapping you, but he's put. No, so that's Jesus. Even with all of the glory and power, he will still put the hand on the shoulder, which is, hey, chill up, guys. I mean, chill out, or whatever you guys say. Just cool, or chill. Or cool down. Don't be afraid. Don't be. Jesus will not say cool off. He will say fear not. So we see a situation here where they began to mock, just like sometimes our mind begins to mock. Just like sometimes maybe you are leading a prayer and your mind is telling you, man, you are half points. You are just speaking in tongues. These people are not following you. You've lost them. You need to put in some English word. You know, try to redirect, you know, the prayer. There are sometimes you might need to get people, but there are sometimes also that you don't listen to that mind. Sister Iva read that place in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I think it's verse 15, and it says, and my mind is unfruitful, and it says, good. Because your mind wants to be fruitful. Which is okay. Now, maybe if it's you alone, or maybe even in that assembly, you can pray to interpret. But in this particular place, these people were not praying to interpret. They just locked in on their spirit that has just been filled and began to bring out this new thing. Out of that new thing, what they prayed was for a platform for Peter to stand on.
Yes.
A platform came right out of there. Interpretation came right out of there. Direction to all those nations came right out of there. The first altar call came right out of there. Just out of that same prayer that they prayed. So when we pray this morning, things are going to come out. Don't let your mind tell you, you know, we are just a little of us in here. Yeah. We know we are not up to 120 people, but 120 people, we are talking about the effect of their yieldedness to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today.
Yes.
So we, that the hand of the age has come upon, knowing all these things with the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, what we do here this morning is going to affect, not even in a long time to come, yeah, long time, effect is there, but even in the short time from now to the southwest and through the southwest. Amen?
Amen.
So let's read further and then I think we'll pray. So the Bible says from verse 9, so he began to name the nations. It says Parthians, Medes, the Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were hearing customized messages, instruction delivered unto them. So, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Just like your mind will tell you. Other mockings. So it says others. So I'm not certain. Is the devout man? I'm not sure. But it says others. It could be them too. Because sometimes your mind wants to mock you. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. I think they are correct when they say new wine, because they didn't know the wine with which these people were filled up. But it looks like drunkards. They look like they were filled, right? But Peter, standing up, a place was made for this man, with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. So all of a sudden he stood up, recognized that all ye men of Judea and ye that dwell. And remember when we went up here, he says that they were devout men from every nation. So he began to speak to this crowd. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So what is Peter doing? Began to bring out the dispensation that they are in. He brought it like, this is what the prophet say, but this is it right here. So when we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, it brings out new dispensations. Dispensations that were prophesied about you. Even sometimes somebody has laid hands on you as a person, as a on a personal level. Maybe Brother Copeland, maybe Sister Iva, maybe somebody that you know that God sent this person and spoke a word over you. But all this time, you have never seen a manifestation of that word. You don't know what is going on. Now, we can lock in to this because that word that was spoken, as you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, you can bring the dispensation that this is that which was spoken over me 5 years ago being made manifest now in my life. We can do that because this is an example here. Okay, so Holy Spirit, where are we now? So we are in verse 17. Okay, and on the on my servant and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor and smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, this is in the past. People have called upon the name of the Lord and they didn't see salvation. So we are coming into this dispensation. If we lock in on this, which we are doing, that people will just say, maybe they are unbelievers, and people are used to saying, oh my God. Now they will say, oh my God, and something will happen to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I just say, oh my God? Shall be saved. There are things that we can lock in. You see, these words begin, if we get into these, things begin to open themselves. Yeah. God's word begin to open. People will actually want to curse with the name of the Lord, and their mouth will be heavy and say, Lord, I repent. Right there, just, okay, I give my life to you. Because that's what Peter said here. He said they will call upon that name even to make a small joke. Oh Lord, thank you, Lord. All of a sudden, it will connect them to what they heard their mother or their father say when they were 5 years old. Listen like Brother Copeland, right? Brother Copeland said he entered that room that day and he felt the presence of God and he knelt down and all of a sudden the Lord took him to that his teacher, right? What's the name of that teacher?
Old
Lady Tiger, right?
Target.
Whatever. So, locked him to that prayer that old lady used to say over them. And he prayed the prayer, and here is Brother Copeland, and we are here because of that, right?
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
So some of these people that are cursing around, and he said his mouth was really, to some extent, filthy. Then, I mean, Brother Copeland said it himself. So said it himself. So I'm saying this with all honor. Said it himself. Mm-hmm. But God just connected him to that prophetic word that the teacher had been saying over him, that said over him in a particular season in his life, and he discarded it. God brought it back. So what is happening? This will begin to bring things. We begin to connect us with prophetic word. We begin to connect us with what has been spoken over us in the past, because we are praying with this utterance of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's essential that, because many of us, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Yes, I can speak with new tongues. And we are very nice about it. Okay? Now, yeah, it's good to be nice about it, but this has to do with my future, your future, the future of the church.
Yes.
The dispensation that we are going into. This dispensation that must happen right now.
Yes.
That must be now. Yes. There are things that we should be walking in now that we haven't walked in, and that might be because we have not actually allowed the Holy Ghost to lay hold on our tongue and begin to use that tongue and begin to bring new things. So we are going to do that. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We are doing that this morning, Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, where are we? We shall come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, 22. I think we're in 22 now. Yeah. So, 22, it says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken by wicked hands and have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it." Can you see this? This man he began to unveil things. I can assure you that Peter, here the Bible says Peter speaking by the Holy Ghost. Peter did not sit down to write a message that the day I speak with new tongues, this will be my message to the group that are going to be in that place. And put point one. Point two, point three, point four. No, 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 that's not what happened there. That's not what happened there. So what has that? So some of us are well organized in our life. We have planned our 401k. We have planned our retirement home. We have planned different things. And it's good. It's good. But when we get into this, are we ready for the disruptions that can happen by the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah.
Let him come and just put things aright the way Jesus wanted things to be put aright in your life.
Right.
Bring you right into the recall of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they steered you to do. Oh, you know, like your parents really want, you know, when they grow old, they really want their child to be a medical doctor, so at least he can help with the medical part of it. Or to be an engineer, or to be this, so that at least in Africa we do that. You know, we have to train the children well. We have to steer them aright. Because we don't have social security. We don't have Medicare. We don't have this stuff. So one of the wealth you get later in life is trained children. Children who are successful. They will take care of you. And so the parents will invest a lot in the child. Go to school, break their back for the child to go to college, and make them go to college. Because not so much for them, really, but also for the sources, for the family line to continue. So you might have had things arranged, organized about your life. In fact, some of us, some people, I mean, you see, if you have done this, I'm not knocking on you. Some people already have their grave place bought. They've bought where they're going to bury them, and now they're going to arrange that and this. Okay, that might be your plan. So when you get into this, and the Lord begins to renew your strength and ship you over to India, and you arrive in India, and you love India, and you're like, God, why didn't you bring me to India 40 years ago? Why did you hold me in America? You come to your place. You come to your place. This will bring you to your place. You want, now you want to die in India. Now you want to serve in India. And you tell your children, don't put, bury me right here in India. No, I've read a missionary that said, no, put me right here. Yeah. This is where. So we are talking about life being disrupted for the sake of God's eternal plan and purpose. And there are these great plans. Before they began to speak with new tongues, these people had to be hiding in the upper room. They have just killed their leader about 40 days ago. The only thing they had is the prophecies and some of the things that Jesus said in their memory. It was, the Gospels were not written. They were looking into... No, Jesus Christ mentioned Amos. Let me read Amos. Okay, this looks okay. They were getting comfort from that. They weren't fishing. They didn't even go back to fishing. Some of them went to fishing before, but when Jesus Christ rose up from the dead, they abandoned the fishing and came back and stayed in this upper room waiting for the promise. And all of a sudden, this happened, and then we are seeing Peter come out into his place. We are seeing others come out. We are seeing the church being birthed. We are seeing things being developed. All of a sudden, a new thing happened that will forever change the course of history. Their yieldedness. So that tells you Jesus did not die in vain. But look at this. Jesus could, in that definition, have died in vain if these guys did not lock in to the promise of the Holy Ghost. Because he said, I'm going to the Father and I'm going to send you another comforter. What if he left and built the mansion, which he did? And let me tell you, that mansion is not just houses. It's their dwelling places, a place of abode, a new place for you. In the heavenly places where you are supposed to operate from, which will later be transmitted and begin to be brought out on the face of this earth. A new future for you. Something that connects you with your predestined plan and purpose. That is what you went to do. Will that show up in the house you live? Yeah. Will it show up in the car you ride? Yeah. Will it show up on your body, on your leg, on your hand, on your nose, on your heavy? Yes. If you will apply it. But this is a place. So they entered into a place. So as we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, now we have to enter into that consciousness that I am giving birth to my future. And when this one, you are sure. Now, I'm not talking about, it's okay when we are praying, washing dishes and praying in tongues, sweeping the house and praying in tongues, doing your laundry and praying in tongues, watching your soap opera and praying in tongues. You know, that, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, it's okay. At least you are keeping yourself in the level. You are keeping yourself in the zone. Because as if you are doing that, then he can call you out from there and say, hey, remember your father-in-law. Pray for him. But if you are not doing that, if you are locked in on Tom Cruise jumping from house to house, then you, that one won't come in. But at least, if you have to watch Tom Cruise, and you say, Holy Spirit, stay with me here. I want to watch Tom Cruise. And under your tongue, under your, you see, we do these things, so we can't say we don't do these things. Right. I know some of you don't, that is way off for some people. You can't watch Tom Cruise and pray in tongues, I don't know, but, you know, but just stay, you will have, you know, it's more difficult to do that, because you're like, Lord, he's about to jump, I can't really, Lord, let that wait, I will pray for my father-in-law, but right now, oh, he has jumped, wow. Then you finish the movie and you're tired and like, okay, Lord, what did you say, Lord? Then there's no anointing, but the Lord help us. Okay, let's go back to, let's go back here. Kastekede barakata. Tikabo sekaba. Haha. Shekebo. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 25. Look at, see how he brought out 25. He says, for David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. For he is on my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Man, you can connect this to your body. You can connect this to things happening in your life. 27, he said, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Amen. Can you see? The man just moved in into prophecies now and brought this prophecy right into this day and say, brethren, connect with this. This is how you get out of that oppression. This is how you get out of that place of corruption and decay. Yeah. Because thou will not leave my soul in hell. Amen. You as a person can lock into this. And how does all this come out? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So we're going to be praying for the Southwest Believers Convention. And as we pray this, we are praying for Peter. I mean, in this case, Brother Copeland, Sister Gloria, and all of the speakers, people stepping into their place. Yes. Brother Copeland connecting with what God told him that he couldn't speak about. There are things that, we saw it in the scripture. Daniel saw some things. And the Bible says, seal the book. You can't even open your mouth to say it at this time. So there are things that man of God has seen. There are things that must happen now. So on Sunday, he began to prophesy in church. And so I wasn't here physically. I came briefly, and I was watching it on TV, going between. I'm like, oh, Brother Copeland is saying. I said, oh, I'm going to listen to it in the night. So I played it in the night. The thing wasn't there. Because he began to say some things. Some things that must be spoken. Amen. To change things that are happening in the nation. So such things must be spoken. Such things must be declared. And these things will go out in power, in grace, in accomplishment. Amen? So that is what we are entering into. He will speak, they will speak, we will hear it in our mother's tongue. We will connect with the prophetic word. We will connect with the word spoken concerning our future. We will connect with our place just from this place. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this assembly this morning. We praise you, Lord. We bless your name.
Yes, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. We connect with you, Holy Spirit. We connect with you. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but speaketh unto God. Albeit in the Spirit, it speaks mysteries, secrets, secret things being brought to life. Speaking the mysteries of the kingdom. Speaking the mysteries that are locked in concerning us as individuals. Mysteries that are there concerning the attendees of the Southwest Believers Convention. Mysteries that should be brought forth concerning the nations. The nations that will be represented in the Southwest Believers Convention. Mysteries that must be spoken of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mysteries that connects people to their places. Mysteries, mysteries of life. Mysteries that destroys corruption. Mysteries, secret things that destroys cancer, that disrupt every plan of the enemy. Mysteries against corruption. Mysteries against corruption in the body, in the physical body of the people. Mysteries for healing. Mysteries for restoration. Mysteries of finances. Mysteries of wealth, of the wealth transfer. Mysteries of the callings of the people. The callings are calling. New callings. New assignment, new visions, new life in the name of Jesus. Mysteries of life, mysteries of light, mysteries that a nation can be born in one day. Mysteries, mysteries of giving birth all of a sudden. Mysteries of new things coming alive. Mysteries of divine description. An explanation of the times. Mysteries of the interpretation of the times. Mysteries to interpret the heart of the king. Mysteries to interpret the times and the season. Mysteries for men and women to walk in this time. Mysteries of life. Mysteries of strength. Mysteries of the places that the body of Christ should walk, must be walking, will walk in this time. Mysteries of the grace of God. Mysteries of the abilities of God. Mysteries of the joy of God. Mysteries, mysteries of joy. Mysteries of joy. Mysteries of hope. Mysteries of life. Mysteries of whoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Mysteries alabos sekedeshi. Oh, segla baraka dege bogo shikum. Marabate kebogo barasham. Beleke sereko koboko. Morabasa. Oye nerobo shekere kedega baka. Bambore kandere rabo shekada. Andere robo randere robo shekanda. Bote mota ba. Ankando robo rabeshefu. And you told him by him, don't they oh, yeah, shokonda. Oh, tango babaya. Oh, run the robo babanga. Don't have a bobo randicama. Oh, tambobo rababacheso. Bakanda, bakoda, bakinda, batoda, bakora bakande. Oh, shekodamos. He yando sheso, tanda. Oh, yeah, robo sheso, kota babaya. Oh, there are robo sheso, dande. Bato hinda do tem macona onde la bote baba ya tai o ye babo che soka baba ka baka no kara ba che sinda bana o baka mota la bo che kana o ye babo babo kana da bo che sanda o ye ka mota bota bora baka ba o ye baba so se kamayo o tende ro bo bo ra ka baba o ye ra bo che sa o ye ra bo ra baba ba che sakanda o ye ndero robo she so ko ya ya hande robo maya ho ta robo she sa ka pa 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 o ye da robo she so ko da o ye nya no do she so ho ka ba ka na ka ba ka ra ka ne to so sa kanda hunde hundo do bo ha ya o ye ka ma ka na ka
Laborers in bondage. Laborers in bondage. Laborers in bondage.
Lord, yes, we give you this time, Lord. Clothe us, Lord. Clothe us, O Lord, with the garment from above. Clothe us, O Lord, with the body that you have reserved for us.
Yes.
The very characteristics that should be operational in our lives.
Yes.
That is what we want. Characteristics that the seed that you have placed on the inside of us should bring forth. That is what we want. And so we lock in with you, Lord.
Yes.
We lock in with our building in heaven. We lock in with our future in the heavenly places. We lock in with the predestined plan and purpose of God for our lives. We lock in with the predestined plan of God and purpose for Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We lock into that. We lock into your call upon Brother Copeland. We lock into your call upon Sister Gloria. We lock into that call. We lock into that call. We lock into that call. We lock into your call upon Pastor George and Pastor Terry. We lock in. We lock into that call. Oshtekabagara Pastin. Oshekabraka dole bendikasha. Makrasta gede seprodoshin. Brakade klekodo brakadashi. Brekadago sekamakata. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Kano broke stagnation. Brakade glomocosto brakasha. Makrestovenas. Oh, yes, and the limitations broken off them. The limitations broken off them. The limitations are broken. Limitations on Brother Copeland broken in the name of Jesus. Every limitation in the flesh. Every limitation in the realm of the spirit against his place, against his calling, against his assignment, those limitations broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, in the scripture, thank you, man. You know, in the scripture in Acts, so Peter was apprehended and put in prison, right? And that was because before then, James was already decapitated, and people liked it. But the Bible said that prayer was made of the church without ceasing. And like Sister Eva has taught us, the Lord asked him, how do you think they were praying? So they must be praying in the in tongues. So that prayer, while they were praying in tongue, out of their tongue will have come languages to instruct angels. And so the angel got into that place, like it is written, the angel got into that place, the guy was actually asleep. He just maybe just said, you know, Lord, I said I was going to die for you some time ago, and you were saying, feed my sheep. Well, I have preached 3,000 are born again. I have preached another 5,000 was added. I mean, things have happened, so I think it's time for your servant to depart. So he didn't care. He just slept. I'm dying for the Lord anyway. I'm going to heaven. So he was, like we said, he has already got his burial plan in place. And went to bed, sleeping. And then the angel came to this. See, the Holy Ghost knows your plan. You know, in Holy Spirit, where is that? Yeah, it's in Romans. Is it in Romans? He said, yeah, it's in Romans. He said, he that searcheth the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So he searched the heart of Peter to see the future that Jesus already downloaded into his heart. He searched that heart and knew what is the mind of, and these guys were praying in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? Made some rearrangement. Angels got in there. And the rest was history, right? Kicked the man, woke him up. I think he must have been saying, Peter, 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 wake up. Wake up, Peter, Peter. Peter was gone. Now, I don't know how painful that kick of the angel was, but if you kick somebody on the side when they are sleeping, it's not a pleasant situation. I think Peter just resigned himself to death. And the angel is like, look, I have an assignment here, and I have to get you out of this place. Come on, get up, boy. Get up, guy. And he woke up, and he went through, and the Bible said the doors were opening. So commands were given. Where those guys were praying, doors were opening. Yes. This is the time, the days, when we don't have automated doors, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We don't have it. So the door just swung open. So which means automated doors should have been working since 2,000 years ago. And we just discovered it. That's, you see, so there are things that should have been working, right? Okay. Even this cell phone should have been working thousands of years ago. And we just discovered it now. So there are things that will be, okay, that's another thing. But just so you know, there are things in you. There are things in them. There are things in the people coming to the convention that is currently right now being unlocked.
Yes.
There are ministers that are coming in there like, well, let me just go for this convention. I'm tired. I think I'm just going to go back and find me a job in Walmart somewhere. And just, you know, I've tried. This church never comes together. I'm tired of these people. That's just the hand. My business is suffering. This is my wife. My family is suffering. I don't even know what to do. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm tired of. Let me just go for this convention. Or they didn't even want to come to the convention. They've come to 30 conventions in the past. And the enemy has convinced them it's nothing. Don't go this time around. Right now, as we are praying, connections is being made.
Yes, right.
Arrangement is being made, right? Yes. Things are being put into place. And they are going to have to find themselves in the convention.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. So, Father, we thank you for this assembly. Connections. An awakening. Awakening in the spirits of men. Light coming out. Light coming out. Kelebarasha kabaka. Zangrapataka baga shokapa. Sakrabadagado. Seklebrakado. Marakade. Sekrakado. Labrakado. Sekamakado. Sekeleke de gabala kobugo shekala bagarakada. Zako de berete de dodododado. That door, 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 you open in the name of Jesus. Brikisa grabados, brakado gelebigadash. Yeah, restore, restore them, restore them, restore, restore them to their places. Restore, restore them. Restore them to their places. Restore men to their places. Restore them to their family. Restore them. Restore, 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 restore. Rabaga de Gebo, Esega, Rakada, Bogode, Rakabago, Makayakayo, Yakabagaya. Answers, 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 answers. Yeah, to them that are mocking. Answers, answers to them. Answers to them. Answers to them. Answers to them. Yeah, Mayakobe Yakabaya Kabaya Kaya Kamakoyo. Yes, to those Labagade, Halabagaya, Olebegaya kado, maklagade, shekalagado, maklo, makala, degado, sakabagado, shekadaga makado, mekrakade, esebrando, manakaba gauche, ramakade goba, azegoro bokoche, marabadege. Eshekele, andegolo, mara, setu, fadu, abba, eshtekoronzi.
Shekerebeke, shekerebo, rabababababa, korebehe, shekerebe, shekerebo, remamomobobo, korabahasaka, ke shekerebe, shekerebobobobobo, goramamamamamamamaha, rehe, ke shekerebe, shekerebo, horaba, korabababababa, haramo, hore, kerebe, shekerebe, heshoko, ho, No rabo soho, rama mama, karebe seke, heye karimo ho, go rabo soho rebe sehe, te seke rebe he, no rama mama 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 karebe he, heye lele 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 soho rama mama mama harama ha, ke seke rebe ke seke no 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 rabo soho, go rabo ho rebe seke rebe he, ke seke rebe go rabo soho rama, rabo soho rebe ke,
New platform, Kalaja, Begodoma,
Begodo, Go Rabba Soho Rabba Ha, Ashta, Go Rabba Shaka De Behe, Keshekebe Keshikarabba Soho Rabba, Morabba Baba 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 Ho Rabba Ha Ha, Kedede De 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 De
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sekle Manashika. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to say some things. I don't usually operate like this, but I'll say some things. It can help us more appreciate our calling and our place. And so I heard you, I heard your name as I was praying in tongues. So just so you are, you are a critical part of what is happening here. And it's because of some decisions you've made, in secret with God. Some of the things you've spoken to God that you said some things to God. And so I could see that you are very critical in this. So you have to protect that. You have to protect that. Now, and as he was telling me, so this has to do with all of us in this place. And so you remember that woman that was in the temple, who was in the temple for about 80 years, give or take. Was there, Bible says the husband died and was in the temple. And what was he looking for? For the salvation of Israel. He was in that place, and she went through some stuff. Now, I am not versed in Jewish custom or language, But I don't think women are allowed to live in the temple. But this woman had her own room in that temple. Just go back to that scripture in Luke, I think in Luke chapter 1 or so, and read it about that woman. So she must have gone through some things. They will have said, woman, leave this place. You're always playing. What's your problem? Are you the only one here? Go get married. Go and get married. Your husband died 30 years ago. How long? Go get married, man. What's your problem here? No, she would have gone through some harassment. She would. She would have gone through some stuff. But she locked in there. And what was she doing? She was giving birth to a future that we are all enjoying today. She was in that temple 80 plus years, praying, praying. And when they brought that baby into that place, the baby Jesus, she was, her name is Hannah, so she was right there and began to prophesy. So now, so she is somebody, nobody mentioned her until that happened. They might not even give you a microphone to lead a prayer team. This is how critical we are in the scheme of things. Mm-hmm. But she was in that place and just heard, and that's what he did too. And she was in that place and just heard her place. And just kept her place. Come rain, come shine, heard her place. And after some time, people will get used to her, you know, who is groaning in that room. That woman, she's crazy, crazy. Doesn't go to parties, doesn't go to any engagement, nothing, doesn't, she's just crazy. She doesn't attend anything. I think she's really missing her husband. But they don't understand what was going on.
What you say? What you say?
She's so ashamed since her husband died, she's hiding in the temple. Well, you better hide in the temple. If that's the, you better hide in God, amen?
Yes.
And so, oh, give him back, give him back, give him back, give him back, give him back. So if nobody is acknowledging who you are, or they even attack you now, make sure you are with God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the important thing, because you can also pity yourself and not be with God. Mm-hmm. And we will think you are with God, and we will greet you as though you are with God. But in this day and time, we desire that you are with God so you can help move things along.
Yes.
So stay with God.
Amen.
Wife or no wife, husband or no husband,
amen,
stay with God.
Amen.
Just so that needed to be said. Just stay with God and make sure that you can account for this time or this liberty of time you have to give birth to a future.
Amen.
We are talking about her today. Amen. She's written in the scripture. We are encouraged by her today.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yes.
So,
amen,
stay with God and give birth to that future.
Amen.
And of course, because we are in this dispensation, you can get whatever you want to get back anyway. You can get it back. You can get your life back. You can get me. Jesus Christ said, whatsoever you give up for the kingdom, you will get it back hundredfold in this life. Sit with that word. And in the world to come, eternal life. So he gave it hundredfold. So if you give this time this morning, just know when you come to prayer, just give that time to God. Not a show-up time. If I don't come, or doesn't come, he's not going to like me. He's going to ask me questions. You know that guy, when he begins to ask you questions, his face is kind of, you know, so let me just go today and show up and let him know that I'm here. That is your reward. I'm telling you, that is not good. But when you invest this time in heaven for the king, you can, like the Lord kind of whispered to my ear, I think it's the Holy Ghost that whispered to my ear. He said, you know, it's like a coupon, but the beauty about this is you can use this payment method everywhere. Walmart will take it. The car dealer will take it. The house seller will take it. Your doctor will take it. Your body, your leg will take this coupon. Just take it from heaven. I said, I got this coupon. I sold time into this thing, and God said, I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek you, and he says that I will repay. The Lord said, I will repay. So if you give him, he will repay the time. He will get things done in your life. Pastor George came on that prophecy, and he said, what takes you 20 years to do, we will accomplish in 1 year. People, this is happening already.
Yes, it is.
It is happening.
Yes.
Open your eyes. It is happening.
Yes.
20 years worth of, so just get your pen and do some exercise. It will take you 5 minutes.
Mm.
And just add up average of the money you have earned working in the past 20 years or whatever income has. Just do an average. And just say, had, oh, 20 years ago, I was earning $8,000 per annum. Okay, $8,000. Then 19 years ago, they promoted me to $10,000. Add it to 20 years and lay a claim for that for this year, 2019. Just do something. It's an exercise, right? Just do something. Do something. Because these are steps of faith. We have to take these steps. Do it. Just do something. Just write it. 5 minutes. Write it. I know me, myself. I know we are tired. We are lazy. Yeah, sometimes I'm lazy. Many times I'm lazy. The Lord is helping me with my laziness right now. But just write it and stick it on your mirror.
Mm.
The addition. The Holy Ghost knew that what you made 20 years ago is 19,299.47 cents. He knows. So he can make that up for you. And say, based on the prophetic word that Pastor George gave, based on the fact that you said that there is what we call a latter rain and a former rain.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm keying into this, Lord. I'm keying for this 20-year word. God, do something here. I need this amount of things to happen in my year this year. And put it on your mirror. That's all you need to do. And once in a while, speak to it. Make it plain. So he that readeth may run. Now, do you know that angels read? They know they can read, right?
Yes.
Because I know we are always thinking about men reading it or people reading it. He that readeth, yeah, men will read, but angels read too. So they will read. And run and make connections and do this and steer you here and steer you here and move things off the way. And all of a sudden, you usually spend a lot of money fixing your air condition during the summer. This year, air condition refused to break down.
Hallelujah.
I mean, do you know this ministry we are here right here? We are currently replacing some of the air conditioners, okay? And so some of these air conditioners, I've been working for the past 30 years. Normally, air conditioners would die 10, 15 years. But they've been working for 30 years. There's something with those things. There's a grace.
Yes.
Let that grace come upon your air conditioner this summer. Tap to it. Let it come upon what you are doing. Let it come upon your life. Brother Copeland wrote, I want a citation 10. To do the work of the ministry, and they went on it, and went on it, and went on it, and went on it, and salvation is here. I mean, citation is here, right?
Mm.
And then we got Gulfstream, right?
Mm.
And you are part of the partners, right?
Yes.
What do you think should be happening in your own life? Get something on the board. Write down the vision. Make it plain. Because people that pray, it is an injustice, and God is not pleased with it, that you are not taking your reward. It's not a pleasurable thing to God. It's not a pleasurable thing. Yeah, it's not a pleasurable thing. You know, people, imagine somebody winning the Super Bowl. These guys win the Super Bowl, got all this work done. Of course, they are going to get paid because and they just left the Super Bowl cup and just left it there and walk off this of the field. That's not honorable, right? That's not an honorable thing. Mm-mm. So there are things that there are rewards for you and me. Amen. Receive it. Take it.
That's right.
Take your reward. Amen. And say, Lord, I can't really see the reward. What reward was that? No, just take it by faith. Take it by the same way you took salvation. Just take your reward. Lord, I take my reward. I take my reward in the name of Jesus. I take my reward, the reward for the house of prayer, the reward for being in your house. I take this reward in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and there's a scripture for that. Psalm 132, I think we'll round up with this. Psalm 132.
Okay.
Let's go to Psalm 132. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I mean, there's a scripture for that, definitely. If you look at Hebrews chapter 10, you start reading towards the end. It talks about the things that you've gone through, and that maybe. Well, let's go to Psalm 132. That's what we're supposed to go. I know that one of my assignment, I've known that a long time, is to encourage prayers.
Yes.
So. I know that. So I'm just beginning to see that now that, oh, okay. That's why I've been. Okay, Psalm 132, verse 1 say, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. 3. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. Some of you people should be on your bed this morning. I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids. Whatever it took for him to keep that eyes open, David did it. Until I find a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Now, you will think that this David, the Lord just decided, I'm going to anoint him. Just get me a boy that, is with a sheep in the back of the desert. No. This was the transaction between David and God that no man knew. This was the thought process of David. I'm not going to enter that house. I have to get this work done. I have to get this done, then I will go to bed. I must get this done. I have to find a place for God. Jesus Christ said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. Have you seen the place yet? No. How are you going to find it? You have to search for the place. So David began to find a place for God. And because David made that decision between him and God, he swore between him and God, what happened? People began to hear in verse 6. Lo, we heard of it in Ephrata, and we found it in the fields of the wood. Where we go, all of a sudden, people are saying, we are going to the place that David found. We are going to the place that David found. We are going to the place that David found. We will go into his tabernacle. We will worship at his footstool. That is the place that David created. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. So David created a resting place for God. So, oh my God, no man ever created a house for you. You have given me a house. You have blessed me. I'm sitting right now under this shade, this cool place.
I am going to find a place for you to rest. I know you are always working. I know you are always looking for a way to bless people. But Lord, I just want to bless you today. I want to bless you with these lives. I want to bless you with this time to get more people so you can have more places to visit, Lord. I want you to be able to visit those people who are lost. I want you to have your dwelling on the inside of them. Thank you, Lord. So, 11, the Lord began to swear. The Lord had sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them. Who is going to teach them? The Lord. Teaching the children. Their children, now he's talking about the next generation after the children, shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest for it. Anytime I read this, I just begin to, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell. For I have desired it. So you see the desire of God here? So this man located the desire of God. And God is saying, I have. It's like you give a gift to somebody and the guy begins to cry. Or the person just breaks down. Look, can you see God here with tears? This is my rest. I have desired it. And then when God recovered, from that state, he said, I will abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy our poor with bread. I will also clothe our priest with salvation. And our saints shall shout for joy. Here will I make the horn of David to board. I have ordained a lamb for my anointed, his enemies. In plural, without cloth with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the investment of these prayers. Thank you, Lord, for days, times, hours, minutes, seconds, yieldedness in the house of prayer. Making a highway for you to travel on. A highway for the Lord. A highway for your people to travel. Making it easy for your people to receive your instruction. Making it easy for the prophet to speak and to preach. Making it easy, Lord God, in the place of prayer with strong cries and groanings and time giving and pleasurable time sown for the sake of the gospel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the reward. We thank you for the reward for this time. Reward for this time. Oh, we thank you for joy. 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 Joy unspeakable. Full of glory in the heart of prayers. In the heart of prayers. In the lives of prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for this Southwest Believers Convention. Oh, even right now, we thank you. That you will remember Sister Iva Bennett. Yes. You will remember her, oh God. We put her right now in Psalm 132. We put her right now in this psalm in the name of Jesus. That you will remember her. You will remember her. And all of our afflictions in the name of Jesus. From the beginning of Psalm 132 to the end of Psalm 132. We call for this dispensation upon the life. Oh, Sister Iva Bennett, in the name of Jesus. This dispensation upon the people that labor with her, upon the people that work with her, upon the prayers of this ministry, upon their families, upon their household, upon their children, in the name of Jesus. This dispensation, Kinselentone Kabashaka, Shembreka Selevone Kabarash, Hasiledo, Azabros, Ashakabad. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Okay. No Friday prayer next week. Because you are supposed to be in the Southwest Believers Convention.
We will have prayer Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 9 and 3 o'clock as usual, the intercessory prayer. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 9 and 3 o'clock. So if just by chance you are not at Southwest and you decide to come and add your fuel to the fire of supply, we'll have someone here to pray with you. 9 and 3 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Location,
the same place. Partner Service Center. Partner Service Center. Amen?
And, yes.
Just a short testimony. You know you prayed for me last week that I had malaria.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm well now.
Amen. Thank you,
God. You are healed.
Thank you, Jesus. Wholeness. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
So does anybody want special prayer this morning? Oh, yes. Now, this is Miss Leona, Sister Leona Botten. From England. She's a powerful prayer. She's on the board of Kenekupla Ministries in UK. She's always, so you always see her in all the important meetings because they are the ones that actually minister to the speakers behind the scene. In those black curtains that none of you can enter except you have this thing that says all access.
Amen.
So even though you are the praying person, you can't go in there except you have all access. These are the people that have all access. They can whisper to Brother Copeland's ear. These are the people. Trusted handmaiden of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
Powerful.
What do you want us to? Amen. See that? For the service this week. Let's stretch our hand to Sister Leona. Eshtegoriende Bahasi Kalendo Alenso. The intercessors, can you please lay your hands on her, please? Eshtekaboria and Degem and Deisto Braka Sedogolia Keshte Abroste Ambient Asado Esino. Yes, night and day, life and strength. Night and day, life and strength to her. Stegoro de Benish Kabara. Kandaba Asabo Azie Colon de Bash Azie Colon de Vitopo Abisaken Aye Kuros Amin Tagelazo Abata Gash Ero Colon de Betrik Adist. Yes. Yes, we connect her like those things that are distant from her. Oh, those things that they are maturia. Yes, we call for the maturity of those things, the maturity of those times, the maturity of those things for now in the name of Jesus. The maturity of the times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha ha. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Strength, strength, strength. Amen. So thank you guys for coming to the house of prayer. I miss out. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, and you know the word you are standing on? Hallelujah. Father, based on the word that she is standing upon right now in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement with her on those words. And we surrender with love and with faith in the name of Jesus. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil. Thank you, Lord. No fear here. No fear here. Thank you, Lord, for divine connection. Divine connection in the name of Jesus. Divine connection for Beatrice in the name of Jesus. Connection. An awakening of your call for our life. An awakening of your place. An awakening of what she should do, what she ought to do, what she must do. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for coming this morning. There's going to be healing school right after, at 11 o'clock. And thank you for coming. Those of you that know you pray with Miss Iva, don't forget the 1 o'clock prayer at the convention. If you don't know about it, it's because you don't pray with her. So if you pray with her, you will know about the 1 o'clock prayer time. And make sure you pray up, and it's a time that we support Pastor Terry and just pray for her so that she can be here. Thank you once again. God bless you. Jesus loves you, Brother Copeland.
Jesus loves you. We love you.
We love
you. God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. I think we need to write that somewhere. How can you forget that you've been saying this for 20 years?
God loves you. We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
So God loves you. We love you.